Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi guys, welcome to Not Your Typical with me, Not Your Typical Fitness Lover, Caitlin Nolan. I hope that you're in the mood for a really long episode today because when I was planning out the timeline, I was like, okay, this is going to get really long just because there's so much to uncover with the topic today. If you guys read the title, we're talking about the difference between being disciplined and being strict, and I just feel like there's so much to uncover with this topic. So I hope you're in it for the long haul today. But the whole reason that like made me want to even come out with this episode was the fact that it's Easter this week. And I celebrate Easter, my family celebrates Easter, and I know that a lot of people, like during the holiday season and when holidays are coming up, they feel stress, especially people who are on a fitness journey, on some type of like productivity journey, or even you could think of this as if you're like your own boss or an entrepreneur. And you always feel like you have to be working or you have to be finding your best self. That's just kind of where this episode came into my head because I'm someone who lets myself have those breaks and lets myself enjoy holidays and wants to enjoy holidays and wants to be constantly having balance in my life and not being strict with myself because I know that that's what's going to get me to my goals anyway. So that's kind of what sparked the idea of this episode, was just like Easter coming up, and I always like post a TikTok around the holidays or on a specific holiday and just remind everyone who follows me on TikTok or whoever sees it on the For You page that today isn't about fitness and today's not about being your most productive self. It's about the holiday. It's about being with your family. It's about enjoying foods you love. So that's what kind of sparked this episode, but I'll give you a little rundown. We actually already had Easter. I'm recording this on Sunday night. I'm currently drinking my tea. I just did the night shift. If you guys have seen that on TikTok, the night shift is like when you do the dishes and you like clean everything. Not that I actually did the dishes tonight, but you just like finish everything around the house, get in bed. That's where I'm at today. My skincare is on. I'm drinking my tea and I'm recording this episode for you guys because I really didn't want to skip a week. And ideally, I would have recorded this earlier in the week, but I didn't. So we're here. But yeah, I already had Easter today. It was so fun. My family's very chill. Like we literally just like sit around and watch sports. I definitely don't watch the sports, but I like cook with my mom, hang out, do all of that. So yeah, let's jump right into it. My not so typical obsession this week is matching PJ sets. And if you have a matching PJ set, you already know the hype. But if you don't, you need to get your hands on one. I just ordered one from Revolve this week and I've literally worn it every single night since I got it in. I think it's been like 4 days, 5 days. I'm not kidding. I keep reaching for this PJ set. I don't know how much you're supposed to wash your PJs, but like you literally just sleep in them and you're always clean when you go to bed. So to me, I'm like, I don't know. I just like grab them whenever I want them, but I'm obsessed with this PJ set that I got. It's like silky and it's not even like the comfort level of it because yes, it's very comfortable, but like sweatpants are also super comfortable. It's just the look of having a matching PJ set and the feeling of being like that put together and going the very extra mile to feel elevated and romanticize my life. I don't know. I really, really like it. And now I just want to get like a bunch of PJ sets. I already had like 2 sets, but I don't really like the way that they fit. So I never really reached for them. And I just assumed I didn't really like PJ sets. But now that I found one that I love, I'm like, I need to order 50 of them. I need to get like 10 colors of this exact same set. So I will put the set in the show notes if you guys want to get this set, because it truly is changing my life. And I'm actually not wearing it right now. I finally retired the set. I'm going to wash it, I promise. And then the opposite of my not so typical obsession, which I'm still thinking of a name for this segment. It's just going to be like the opposite, something I'm not obsessed with this week. If you guys have any ideas for what to name this segment, please let me know, because I cannot think of anything. And please don't hate me for this, but I'm just not obsessed with Coachella. I love seeing people's outfits. I love seeing all of my favorite creators together and stuff like that. And I love music. So you would think that I love Coachella, but for some reason, I am just so not a festival person. And I guess like I do love Coachella content. I just don't, like, I can't envision myself being there and being at the festival and like waiting in lines, being hot, being hungry. Well, I don't know like how many stands there are for food and stuff, but I do know that the food there is super expensive. So I don't know, just like the thought of it, I just don't like it. I don't drink alcohol. Not that everyone there drinks alcohol, but I'm just saying, I just don't see myself enjoying Coachella. I've never been though, so maybe next year I'll go and then make my decision. But this year I just didn't go, and I had the opportunity to go, and it was actually kind of hard to turn it down, just because in this industry, a lot of networking comes from events like this. And I know that that can be really good for me work-wise and also creating content for you guys all weekend. But I just made the choice not to go because I know myself, I didn't want to be put in a situation I didn't enjoy. And I set that boundary and I listened to it. And I'm actually really proud of myself, because I feel like past me would have kind of fell into that peer pressure of, oh, you should go to Coachella because you're an influencer and that's what influencers do. You should go to Coachella. But like, I've never been to Coachella and I've never wanted to go to Coachella, so I didn't go. And I'm not going to lie, like I definitely felt FOMO this entire weekend. Every single story I was watching, every Instagram picture, I was like, shoot, maybe I should have gone. And I don't know, it kind of put me in a weird mood, because then I was like going back on what I originally knew that I didn't want to do. So anyway, at the end of the day, I stuck to my word. I didn't go. And I'm also proud of myself, and I'm happy that I didn't go, and I'm happy that I'm laying in my bed right now. And I just know myself, and I know that I made the right choice, and either way, the choice is made, so I have to move on, and I don't live my life in the past. But that's my not-so-typical not-obsession of the week. Seriously, guys, if you have a name for that, please let me know, because I'm just not, like, clever like that. But yeah, those are my two not-your-typicals this week, and don't hate me for it. You can have your own opinion. You can love Coachella. I still love you. And we still get along. We're still besties. But I just know myself, and I don't think that I would enjoy waiting in lines. Like, I don't even like to go to Disneyland and wait in lines. I love Disneyland, but I hate waiting in lines. But I'm also a very, very, very impatient person. So maybe that's why. But moving on, my word of the week this week is going to be organized, because we have just fully gone off the rails, Hunter and I. If you're new here, Hunter's my boyfriend. We live together. And our apartment is just, it's not the best lately. It's really just hitting this point where we're fully outgrowing it. I keep mentioning this on like all my platforms, so you're probably annoyed of me saying it and complaining. But we live in a one-bedroom apartment. We have a dog that's growing day by day. And it's just a lot. So I really want to organize. I want to get back to feeling good. I want to wash my sheets. I want to wash the cushions on the couch. I want to do the things that I have control of to make me feel good, rather than just like let things pile up, because the reality of our life is I have too much clothes that don't fit in my closet. I have bags of clothes in my bedroom. I have clutter by our front door in the little like nook area by our front door. And those are just things that I can't control, because I can't just like go throw away all of my stuff, and I can't just move into a bigger apartment right now. So those are things I can't control. So I'm going to focus on things I can control, organize, clean my apartment, and hopefully have a really good week, because this past week I was kind of just not feeling the best because of everything else I just mentioned. And that's also going to bring me to the topic of this entire episode, which is just being disciplined and doing the little tiny tasks every single day that are going to help me ultimately with my mental health and also my physical health. Relating this back to what I was just saying, where everything just kind of feels like it's piling up on us, I could easily just let things pile up for the next month until we move, but I really want to take charge of my life, and I don't like to wait for something to happen to better my life. Like, I want to better my life right now. I want to work towards my goal right now, not wait till the beginning of the year to set a New Year's resolution, not wait for a new apartment to feel clean, and not just making that excuse of, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, I'll do it next week, because I want to live my life to the fullest right now, because that's what I have right in front of me. And I truly think that saying that I'm just going to start tomorrow or I'm going to start next week is just an excuse. And that's where discipline comes in. And I don't want anyone to hear the word discipline and think, oh, she's promoting to be strict on yourself, or, oh, I thought she was this creator who talks about balance and talks about hating diet culture and hating this toxic productivity trend that goes around on Instagram and all of social media. No, absolutely not. That's the whole point of this episode, is to share my insight on how I'm disciplined with myself without being strict. Because I think in the past with my life, where I crossed that boundary of going from being disciplined to being strict, that's where I didn't meet my goals. That's where I was actually setting myself back, wasn't even realizing it, because I thought, well, I'm so determined, I'm so motivated, of course I'm going to reach my goals, I just have to keep going. And I stopped listening to myself, and then it got to a point of burnout, and that's what we always are trying to avoid. So the first thing I want to mention is, what does discipline mean to me? And I'm sorry if this has nothing to do with the dictionary definition, it's how I view this word, and that's what's important, because this is my podcast and my view on life. And yeah, so if it doesn't match the dictionary definition, I'm truly sorry. But to me, discipline is just holding yourself accountable. I find that a huge difference in people who go for their goals and reach their goals and the people who don't, discipline is what's holding them back. It's they're not having that accountability with themselves. If I say I'm going to wake up at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up at 7 a.m. Maybe I'll go back to sleep later on in the day, but I'm going to get myself up and I'm going to try my hardest to stay up, and I'm going to do what I initially said that I was going to do, because that's accountability. And you can actually work on accountability towards yourself by doing just little things every single day. I remember seeing a TikTok about this a really long time ago, and I think it was Hannah Jarr. She was saying to promise yourself little things throughout the day, like, I'm going to go to the bathroom right now, and then go to the bathroom. Very, very little things like that. And eventually you will just start believing yourself more and showing up for yourself, because there's no rule of, oh, you have to hold yourself accountable to these huge, huge tasks. Why can't we hold ourselves accountable for the little tasks? Because I feel like if you've listened to any of my podcast episodes, you know that my stance on this is the little things every single day is what make huge differences. Holding yourself accountable to these little things is going to help you get there. And I know I'm being very vague right now, but I'm just trying to get my point across of what I see discipline as, and then what I see strict as. What I see strict as is this negative mindset where you're almost fighting against yourself. You're not on your own team. You're actually on the opposite team. You're doing everything that you can to belittle yourself and corner yourself into feeling like you can't achieve your goals. So the biggest difference I would say in my life, because I did go through a period where I felt like being strict was the best thing to do, and my intentions have always been pure. I've always wanted what's best for me. I've always wanted to reach my goals. I just didn't realize that what I was doing was not helping my goals. I was young. I hadn't lived through a lot of life. I didn't live through what I'm learning through, you know. I was just experiencing life. So I noticed that when I was strict, that's when I was emotionally and physically feeling bad. That's the best way I can put it. I did not feel good. And then when I was being disciplined without being strict, I felt good. I felt like I was achieving things. I felt like I was holding myself accountable. I was doing the habits that made me feel good. And that's the biggest difference. So this is why I always preach, listen to your body. Because if you're listening to your body, that should be a telltale sign of which one you're at, in my opinion. At least for me and my experience. Remember, everything I talk about on this podcast is just my experience. And I can't tell you the exact things to do. And I can't tell you yes or no, because there is no yes or no. I can just give you the experience that I've lived through and hopefully just inspire some of you guys. But when I feel good, I know that I'm being disciplined, but I'm also practicing balance. And this is kind of a word that's thrown around so much, and it's always been one of my favorite words. I remember when I was in high school, I was like, the first tattoo that I get is going to be the word balance. But instead, I got a random tattoo with all of my roommates on my arm. I'm just kidding. I love that one too. But balance is obviously going to mean something completely different to everyone. What balance means to me is skipping my workouts when I want to skip my workouts. Skipping my workouts and not feeling bad about it when something in life comes up. When I'm feeling lazy, when someone asks me to go to dinner that I want to go to dinner with, or when I do my hair really cute and I don't want to get sweaty, so I skip my workout. Or
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Our balance is knowing that some weeks I'll be eating out more with my friends, that I'll be staying up late more with my friends, that I have to wake up super early and take my puppy out so I don't get to do my morning routine. This is all balance to me. These are things that happen and come up in life, and I let them come up. And I'm never negative about the situation, because that's life. It's realistic. Not every single day you're going to wake up and have this perfect routine and be super disciplined and make your bed and then go make your coffee and then go journal. And like, yes, ideally we want to do that, or I want to do that. And majority of the time I get to do that. And I am also very grateful. I work from home. I get to create a lifestyle that I want to live. And I'm very aware that that's not for everyone. That's why I'm not saying go do this every morning, make your bed, make your coffee, go journal, because it's not for everyone. Everyone has a different life. But for me, that is the goal. That is the morning routine that I love. But I know that some days I'm not going to get to it. Some days I can't get to it. And that's okay, because that's where balance comes in. And going back to what I was talking about with Easter, like today I had a lot of work to do. Today I had a lot of groceries in my fridge that I wanted to eat up. I wanted a meal prep for the week. It's Sunday. I usually use my Sundays as a Sunday reset, but it was also Easter and I had to go hang out with my family. Not had to, got to go hang out with my family, and I wanted to. And yes, I still fit in some work, and I took an Instagram picture, and I'm recording this podcast later tonight. And I even actually went to spin this morning, which I didn't even realize that it was Easter this morning, which I probably wouldn't have if I knew how busy I was going to be today. And I even said that to Hunter when I got home. I was like, I probably shouldn't have gone to spin today, because it's literally 10 a.m. and I didn't even realize like where the morning went. But that's all balanced to me. And I realized that the pattern with all of these things is just the way that I treat myself when they come up. To me, balance is treating yourself with grace and being encouraging to yourself and knowing that we can't go in the past. We can't change things. So we have to just keep going and keep moving forward and live our life in the moment. That's the biggest thing. Live your life in the moment and don't be so worried about what should I be doing? What are other people doing? Because that's not living in the moment. That's living in question. That's living in the past, the future. And what's important is to just live right now, live your life. And that's what I prioritize. And that's where I've found so much balance in my life, so much room for living. And I've noticed that the more balance I incorporate in my life and the more grace I give myself and the more me time and the more time with friends, that overall my mental health is better. And when my mental health is better, my physical health is also better, and I'm reaching my goals. And I feel like I always have to reiterate this, because I know that not everyone watches every single piece of content that I put out in the world, even though I would love that. I would love it if you guys watched my YouTube videos and listened to the pod and went on my TikTok. But reality, I know that everyone has a life. But whenever I talk about my fitness goals, I'm genuinely talking about performance. And I love to feel good. I love to leave a workout feeling rejuvenated. And I love to be doing my workout and feel athletic. for example, when I'm at spin, it feels so good when I go the entire class without having to sit down. Of course, some classes I do sit down, most classes. Like, I'm pretty sure I've only done one full class without sitting on the bike when the coach didn't tell me to. Like, I was just taking a break because I was out of breath. So for me, that's where a lot of my goals come from, is I want to take a class and not sit down. I want to take a class and feel strong. I want to up my endurance. I want to up my strength. So that's where my fitness goals come in. And I feel like just the industry of fitness, when people hear fitness goals, they think that equals weight loss goals, and it doesn't. So that's just a side note and a reminder. I'm not saying I'm against any type of goals, weight loss goals, weight gain goals. I'm not saying anything like that, because that just doesn't relate to me. I don't focus on that. That's not healthy for me personally. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But moving on, I also want to talk about, how do I practice balance while also being disciplined with myself? And I have a really good example of this that literally happened yesterday. It was like 8 p.m. and Hunter and I were just getting to get our food for dinner, which is a pretty late night for us. We usually eat dinner around like 7 p.m. But random side note, Hunter forgot to hit submit when we ordered our Takaya. So when we got there, I was like, oh, I'm here to pick up Takaya for Hunter. And they were like, there's no pickup for Hunter. So anyway, we had to reorder it. So that's why it was like 8 p.m. We were waiting for our food. We finally got our food. And while we were eating our food, our friends asked us to come out with them and hang out. And side note, we already had seen and hung out with friends earlier in the day. But we were going back and forth because, yeah, we love hanging out with friends. And like, I don't know, we were trying to decide if, oh, do we want to go out tonight or do we want to stay in? And normally I'd be like, you know what, just go out, like live your life. Go out. You never really go out. So now that someone's asking you to, you guys, like, you should. But then we were both just like sitting there, and I knew personally, I was just like, I do want to go, but at the same time, I really want to like go home, take a shower and lay in bed and watch YouTube. And it's Saturday night. So like normally you're like, oh, you should probably like go out or hang out with friends. And I just didn't want to. I knew that I was going to be out all day today with my family, and I wanted to feel good today. I didn't want to be up super late. I didn't want to throw Coco's routine off. I didn't want to sleep in tomorrow. And that's just a really, really small example of me choosing self-care and how I want to feel like the next day over balance in that moment. And maybe in a week where I've been staying in all night and practicing all these mini habits that make me feel good, maybe by next week and on Saturday, if someone asks me to go out, then I do want to go out and I do want to practice balance. But this specific day last night, I was just like, I don't really want to feel tired tomorrow. I don't really want to stay up late and throw myself off of routine even more than I've already felt. So that's where I just made the choice. Yes, I would have had fun. For a minute, I was like, oh, we should go. Like, that does sound really fun. But at the same time, I didn't want to be thrown off. So that's just a very small example. Don't take that the wrong way and think I'm saying, oh, never go hang out with your friends, never stay up late. I'm just giving one example of one night on a Saturday night that we turned down plans to lay in bed and watch YouTube because I didn't want to be tired the next day. And that's also fine, because sometimes we want to do that. Sometimes it sounds more fun to come home and have a self-care night and go to bed early than staying up super late. Or maybe just thinking of your future self and not wanting to be tired the next day and knowing, oh, well, I actually want to go to spin tomorrow morning and I don't really want to skip that. Doing things for your future self is being disciplined. And there's definitely more areas in my life that I'm more disciplined than when I'm not. For example, alcohol. That is something that I do not consume. And I have consumed it before. There was definitely a period in my life where I drank more, and I do think drinking is fun. I am not someone who like hates being drunk, and it gives me anxiety, which is actually surprising because I'm someone who literally everything gives me anxiety. So the fact that drinking doesn't is kind of crazy, but it's more the way that I felt when I drank after, like at night, trying to go to bed, the morning, the next day, honestly, the next week. It did not make me feel good. It didn't align with the way that I saw my highest self, and it didn't align with the way I wanted to feel every single day. So I stopped doing it. And that's kind of an extreme because everyone's different. And for me, one glass of wine is going to make me feel that way. And I know it. And I just have a low alcohol tolerance, I guess. If I could just have one glass of wine and not feel hungover the next day, maybe that would be a different story. But that's not my story. That's not how I feel. That's not my body. So I had to make a decision off of how I genuinely feel and just be real with myself. Because yeah, maybe my friend who's super into wellness and into the same things as me can go out and drink and then be productive the next day, or go out and drink and not have anxiety for a week. That's great. That's perfect for them. But it's not me. So I can't focus on that. I can't focus on their journey because it doesn't relate to mine. It's not even on the same page. So that's an area where I am more disciplined in. An area I'm not disciplined in is staying up late. Like, there's many, many nights I stay up late watching YouTube. And yeah, ideally, I would love to fall asleep at 9 p.m. But I'm a night owl and I could wake up super early at like 5 a.m. just to make myself extra tired to go to bed at night. But it's an area of my life that I just practice more balance and I'm not as disciplined because it doesn't work with me. It doesn't work with my schedule. The whole point of both of those combos was just to share that there are areas I'm more disciplined in and there are areas that I'm more balanced in. And it just comes down to the life that you want to live, the life that makes sense for you, and holding yourself accountable. I hope that this episode made sense because I feel like it can be a topic that's taken many, many ways. And I don't ever want you to think I'm promoting anything toxic. Absolutely not. I can promise you right now, I will never promote anything toxic on any of my social media platforms. And if I ever were to, like the that girl trend or something that could become toxic, I just want you to know that one, I will always talk about it and always own up to anything. And two, my intention is never that. So most likely it's misinterpreted because that's just not the way that I live my life. I don't live a strict lifestyle. I don't live a health and wellness lifestyle for the look of it and for what it looks like on social media. I truly love it because I love to feel good and I want to live a long, healthy life. And I want everyone who's listening to live a long, healthy life and be positive and be happy and have amazing mental health. And yeah, that's what I'm leaving you guys with today. The journal prompt this week is, what does balance mean to you? And yeah, I just like this journal prompt. I feel like balance is a really special word to me. And I think it's a special word to a lot of you. Also, I want to give a huge shout out to a subscriber that I met. Her name was Lily. And I met her at Spin. And she was telling me that one of the main reasons she loves my page is because I talk a lot about balance. So I'm giving you a little shout out because we're talking about balance now. And also, with that being said, if you guys ever see me in public, I hope you know that I want you to come say hi and start a conversation with me. I feel like I might be like kind of not intimidating, but I kind of have RBF, which is resting bitch face. And it might look like I'm not approachable, but I promise the second you come and approach me, I'm going to be so happy. So please, if you ever see me, come talk to me, especially if it's at Spin, because I feel like that's like the only place I go, Spin, Whole Foods, Starbucks. And I promise whenever I'm at those places, I'm in the best mood ever. So please come say hi. And yeah, I'm so happy that we had a long 40 minutes of chatting today. And I will see you guys next Monday. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. Please don't forget to rate this podcast. Leave me a review. Any feedback is good feedback. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I feel like I don't really hear any feedback with the pod. I feel like I know a lot of you guys share your wellness stories with me, or you share ways that I've helped you and stuff, which I freaking love. Like, that's what most of my DMs are. But I would also love for any type of feedback on the pod. Do you love the segments? Do you love the life recap? Do you love the structure of the podcast? Is there anything you want me to add? Is there anything you want me to take away? I would love to know. But I hope you have the best week. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you guys next Monday.